Good afternoon. So, last time we talked about storing our page tables in memory. So we mentioned that, well, we're not going to have like enough space to store them on the processor. And also we want to be able to switch between them quickly. So what we'll do is we'll have them be stored as an array in memory. And to tell the processor how to get to that array, we'll set a register that's a pointer to that array. That register we call the page table base register because it contains the base of the page table, that is the beginning of the array. And we also mentioned that, well, this scheme let us deal with page tables that were large, but it's still actually not good enough at managing the amount of space we need. So we're going to have an extension of this scheme, which we'll call multi-level page tables, that will be probably our primary topic of discussion today. So questions about things we covered last time? Okay. So some logistical things. There's no lab this week. A subset of TAs will be in Rice 130 to give office hour type help during the scheduled lab time. Like not all the TAs, because I don't think enough people will come, but some number of TAs will be there. So anonymous feedback questions. So something, hey, some of the quizzes had like four questions, and therefore I felt the questions were very high stakes. Could you have more questions or make them worth less points? So I don't know how making them worth less points would work if there aren't more questions. I should lean towards more than like four questions. I think if I take this too far, I will get complaints on the other end. Like I think eight question quizzes would be, you know, that was routine. I would get lots of complaints about that in the other direction. Also, if you write comments, we can do a lot more nuance in quiz grading than if you just select an answer and there's no explanation of what happened. Especially, please write comments if you think, oh, I think this question has two interpretations. Write a comment about that. Otherwise, like when we're regrading, we can't really like count your other interpretation as partial credit. If it's something where like it shows you didn't understand things completely, but you kind of knew about the question, you might want to give partial credit in that case, even though we wouldn't like rekey the question for it. Okay. And I'll go briefly over two of the quiz questions that seem to have the most trouble. So quiz question four was asking what virtual addresses are accessed when we run this instruction here, and we told you where it was in memory. And there's kind of a bunch of steps to execute an instruction like this. So one thing is we have to get the machine code for the instruction. We have to know what the processor needs to know what the instruction is. And to do that, it's going to read the machine code from the address that the instruction's at. And when we're running a program with virtual memory, all the addresses the program uses, including the addresses of machine code, are virtual addresses. So that's going to be a virtual to physical translation that needs to happen for that address, just to get its machine code. Then we read RAX and RCX for this instruction to get their values. Those aren't part of memory, so there's no virtual memory that's accessed there. There's no virtual page number that should come up because we aren't going to touch memory, therefore we don't need a page table. Then we have to write it to the destination address, which in this case, in memory, which is based on RCX, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 0. And we need to do a virtual to physical translation to do that. To do that, we need to look up virtual page number 123 in our page table. Questions? Yes? Question, what does the parentheses around RCX do? So this instruction RCX does the effect of setting RCX's value to the value of RAX. This instruction here has the effect of setting the value in memory at the address formed using RCX to RAX's value. So the parentheses in this case helps indicate that this is an instruction that accesses memory for its second operand. Great, thank you. Okay, yes?
What I'm a bit confused about is if it has no memory access, how are we like reading the data
So the question is, if it has no memory access, you mean for the accesses to REX and RCX, how do we read the data for it? So when we're talking about memory in this class, we mean main memory, the thing that has addresses for, you know, that for bytes that we store in pointers. The registers in our processor don't use that. They are a separate set of data storage that is accessed with sort of independent ways of determining how to get to the right place. Does that answer your question? Okay. Other questions? Okay, so for quiz question 5, we mentioned where we're accessing a page table entry. And that page table entry was computed by taking the base pointer and the VPN times the page table entry size. And we had the page table base pointer and the PTE size all in the question. So we can solve for the VPN. We get 0x44. So that gives us the VPN. To get the page offset, we have to figure out, well, what part of the address is it? And these addresses, our page offsets were 16 bits, so it was the lower 16 bits of the final address, because we know the page offset is the same no matter whether we have a physical or virtual address. So we combined our page virtual page number and our page offset to get the original virtual address that was used for this lookup. Questions about that process? Okay, and there was also a lot of problems in question 6, but I think this was because people interpreted can access as including can access and trigger a seg fault, which wasn't my intention, so I rekeyed the question to accept a bunch of extra answers that I wasn't intending. Okay, other questions about the quiz? Yeah?
The question that you went over, that's the question 4, I think was actually question 3.
Oh. What? Let me see why I can't remember. Yeah, that was question 3. Question 4, and what physical page number was contained in the page table entry found? Sure. So question 4 was the earlier part of question 5. So question 4 said was, you know, what was the PPN in the page table entry? And we know in the question says, we found the physical address, 0x999433. And if we know physical addresses are physical page number and a page offset, and that physical page number is what we got from the page table entry. So this has the physical page number and the page offset. So this is our physical page number. And we can get it from just knowing the address that was accessed after looking at that page table entry. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Yes?
So what was the calculation exactly to get from the physical page number 99 to the virtual 44?
What was the calculation to get from the physical page number 99 to the virtual 44? That was not a calculation. That was a table lookup that went in the other direction. So the processor went from 44 to 99 because there was a table entry at index 44 of the table that said 99. And the question didn't state that explicitly, but we can infer that from what's described as happening. Right, because it says we end up with 99 and we looked up table index 44, we must have had a table entry that said to go to 99. Where did the 44 come from? That came from the original virtual address, which, based on the question, must have been 49433. And the reason how I figured out from the question's information that it was 44 was I knew where the table entry was looked up. And we know the way we find the table entries that we're doing an array lookup. So I just need to figure out how far into the array is that. And I found out it was 44 entries in. Does that answer your question? Okay, other questions on quiz things? Okay, so that's anonymous feedback. being basically asking about PTBR and page allocate and how that relates to the assignment. So I'll try to sort of give an explanation of what's going on with page allocate and translate with the assignment that might make more sense. So we have this diagram of a page table lookup. And in the assignment, this process is what translate's going to do. So translate's going to take its argument, and it's going to produce this final address here, doing a table lookup. Now, our table has to be stored somewhere. Where is it stored? It's stored in a location pointed to by PTBR. Yes, PTBR is an integer, but it contains a memory address when it's not zero. That is the base of our page table. Just convert it to an integer. And what does page allocate do? So page allocate is responsible for making it so translate works with a specified address. So what does it have to do that? Well, initially, there's not going to be a table there. So it has to make there be a table there if there isn't already by setting PTBR to point to one. And if there is a table there already, it needs to set the page table entry that it would use so it has something in it if it's, you know, was invalid. And if it's already set up, it doesn't need to do anything. Questions on sort of this idea of what page allocate does? So we're making the page table that's not there and filling in the entries that translate would use. And we'll see when we have a multi-level lookup, there will be sort of a hierarchy of these, but it's the same process. We're going to look at what does translate need, and we're going to fill in everything that's missing. Question is PTBR pointing to the register going to be invalid bit. I'm trying to indicate PTBR is the address of the beginning of this table, and this table is an array in memory. Does that answer your question? And so, and because it's an array in memory, we just need one address to find anything in the array. Important. And we just add, and questions, we just add to it? Yeah. So we add an appropriate amount to get to whatever part of the array we want to get to. Other questions? Yes. The question is, will we be adding the page number? So you'll be adding something based on the page number. You also need to know how long, how much space is used for each row, which is specified in the assignment. So you want to advance by whatever the space used for each row to get from page 0 to page 1 in the table. Other questions on this sort of place? Why is it different from what's in the table? Because I didn't edit from the slide where it was valid. That's all. But in this case, you know, with it not set up yet, this would be this. What would happen would be this return the value indicating an exception should happen if we translated without fixing that. Yes.
So this setup process, this related to POSIX memoline.
So question: is this related to POSIX memoline? So in the assignment, POSIX memoline is what you are going to use to allocate any memory. And where do we need to allocate memory? Well, we need to allocate memory to go from having no table to having a table. We also need to allocate memory because this physical page number needs to specify some memory that's allocated. And when we extend this to multi-level tables, which we'll talk about today, we'll need to allocate more than one table, and each of those is memory we need to allocate. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Question, would page allocate also set the bit to be valid? Yes, because that's something that translate needs. And also, it needs to set the bits to not be valid before they're fully set up. So translate doesn't try to access some crazy memory location that isn't set up in any way, rather than just returning the all ones value. Does that answer your question? Question, it also says not bits to not be valid. So when it's making the table initially, we want it to start out as invalid for everything but the addresses we've allocated. Does that answer your question?
It starts out being invalid and sets it to valid.
Question, it starts out being invalid and sets it to valid? Yes. Because when I call page allocate, I don't want you to allocate all the possible memory. I just want you to allocate the minimum needed. So I don't want you to fill in everything in the table with something valid, so it should be invalid instead. Yes? Is it possible to ever overwrite a page table entry? In our assignment, it is not possible to overwrite a valid page table entry.
Okay.
Yes?
So it just allocates like one, like bottom of it. Like, so do you have to call it a bunch of times to make a full table?
Question, would you have to call it a bunch of times to make a full table? Yes, because it's only doing the minimum necessary to make that one address valid. Now making that one address valid is going to make the whole page valid because we can only fill in a page at a time. But if you wanted to fill in all the pages, you need to call it for all the pages. Does that answer your question? Yes, up there?
I was going to say, what's the difference between like a page table lookup and the thing where you multiply by page table entry size and then add the starting address? Why would we do one or the other?
Question, what's the difference between a page table lookup and the thing where you multiply by the page table entry size and add the starting address? They're the same thing as far as I'm concerned for a single level page table. Yes? You should return a value with all ones, which you can write in C with tilde 0, which is why I have it there. Tilde 0 were of the appropriate type, so probably it's really tilde 0 UL to make sure it's big enough. Yes? How do you determine the physical page number? You will get memory from POSIX Memoline, and you'll look at what physical page number POSIX Memoline chose for you. Other questions? Okay. Also, we just finished up the timing assignment, so just briefly mention what I think are typical timings when I do it. So for the empty function, usually that takes something like a nanosecond because it's like a call and return instruction, basically, your timing. And for the most part, each instruction sort of takes around one or two cycles. GetPPID is a system call, and doing a system call, you know, even though the system call as far as what it's doing is really simple, there's a lot of work to sort of set up the system call and, you know, have the kernel code get ready to handle a system call and then finish doing it. So usually I find that ends up taking like a microsecond or so, or in the order of microseconds. This is all like within like a factor of 10 sort of numbers, I expect. Conceptually, someone maybe could implement GetPPID without a real system call, in which case it might be much faster. But I haven't seen that happen. System bin true runs a program. So it's like running the command /bin/true in your shell. So that executes a program. And that probably takes at least milliseconds because we have to load a whole program and set up a page table for it and all the things it needs, have it run and finish running, and go back. Starting a signal handler, I've usually found, is microseconds, like tens of microseconds. So it involves a system call that needs to set up a bunch of stuff to start the system call, so start the signal handler. So it's like a system call plus a bunch of extra stuff there. And the signal ping pong, if we're on a single core, this is a context switch back and forth. So it's the time for that. I've usually found that to be around tens of microseconds. Conceptually, if they're running on separate cores, I could imagine it being way faster, but I haven't seen that happen consistently. It would be way faster if we didn't have to like switch from one program and then back, but if we could just have them be both running on two separate cores. So just for your information, sort of what I've typically gotten on this. Questions about timing stuff? Okay, so let's look at our next topic, which is going to be multi-level page tables. So I'm going to go through what happens on sort of my desktop, what the sizes of things are. So my desktop has 39-bit physical addresses and 48-bit virtual addresses, and 4,096 byte pages. So 12, which is means a 12-bit page offset. So one might say, if we had a single level page table, how many page table entries are there? And I'm not going to have you do this, but we've done this before. How do we compute this? We said, well, there are 2 to the 48 addresses the program can choose, because we have 48 bits to use. And they are divided up into 2 to the 12 sort of byte chunks, 12 chunks of 2 to the 12 addresses. So we end up with 2 to the 36 entries if we have a full page table for this. And also, how large are physical page numbers? Well, our physical addresses are going to be a physical page number and a page offset. We've learned that page offsets are 12 bits. So we're going to end up with 27 bits for that. So questions on how I did these two computations? I've seen before in another context. Okay. So given that our page numbers are 27 bits, our page table entries need to be at least 28 bits, because we need 28 bits to store a valid bit and a page number. In practice, it turns out that they're 8 bytes. And I looked up in the processor manual how big are page table entries, 8 bytes. And if we have 2 to the 36 of them, that would mean page tables would be half a terabyte. Now, I don't have a desktop that has half a terabyte of RAM, so obviously that's not using the page table scheme we've seen already to handle this. Like, we have to do something else. So we need some way of not storing that many page table entries. And there's going to be a trick we can use to do that, that if we look at how a program's memory layout looks like, most of the memory is these big chunks of stuff that is just invalid. And our goal is going to be to not store a page table entry for most of these, and have some way of just saying there's a big chunk of invalid addresses, rather than specifying virtual page number 1,000 is invalid, 1,001 is invalid, 1,002 is invalid. We just specify in some way that virtual page numbers 1,000 through something are all invalid all at once. And to do this, we'll use a data structure other than a flat array. So we're not going to use an array anymore. And there's kind of two options you know from DSA. So one is using a hash table. This is a good approach. And there are real processors which have done it, but it is not the technique which is one in the marketplace. So all the systems that you are used to using do not use the hash table approach. Instead, they use a tree-type data structure to solve this problem. And the idea of using this tree-type data structure is that we just won't have entries in the tree for many of the invalid addresses, and that's going to save a lot of space. So when we're implementing this tree, we're going to have some different design considerations than you're used to from DSA for like a binary search tree. So it's not a binary search tree. It's not really a search tree. And this is because there's some different design constraints. So one of the constraints is that the lookup is going to be implemented in hardware. So we want to make it really simple to do in hardware. And this means that we don't actually want to even do things like comparisons. Those are kind of annoying to do in hardware, like a less than. Also, we want to not do too many memory accesses. I mentioned already that it's kind of problematic that with the simple array approach, we had 2 memory accesses from 1. If we did like a full binary tree, we might end up with like 30, and that's really bad. So to avoid doing too many memory accesses, we're going to have a really, really fat tree. So we don't have many levels, and so we don't do many accesses on the lookup. So each node of our tree is going to have many, many children. And the scheme we'll end up with is called multi-level page tables. So we're going to use the same sort of page table array structure for all of our tree nodes. So we'll have a root of our tree will be a page table, but rather than the page table entries indicating what happens for a specific virtual page number, they'll tell us something about a whole range of virtual page numbers. And they'll tell us one of two things. So one thing they might tell us is that this whole range is invalid. And that represents those big holes in memory. Another thing they might tell us is they might tell us, okay, it is valid, but you need the actual individual page table entries, like, for that. So we'll tell you where to find them by giving you the physical page number where those are stored. So we'll have the same format of page table entries. We'll have a valid bit and a physical page number. But rather than the physical page number at this first level getting us to the data, if it's there, it gets us to the actual table for that's more specific. Yes? Question, is the physical page number or the physical page address? It's the physical page number here. Question, in the first level? Question, is the physical page number or the physical page address? So I'm calling it the physical page number. You can think of it as an address. It's just an address that's not in a unit of bytes, but in a unit of pages. Question, where's the zero page at the start of memory? Yes, zero page is address zero. Page one is address page one, but byte page size. So our pages are 4096, byte 4096, and so on. So you can think of the page number as an address, but I'm going to write page number to make it clear that this is in pages, not in bytes. Okay. Other questions? Yeah. Question, are each of these rows an individual page table? So this first level, this whole thing is a page table, so it's an array. And each of these rows either is marked as invalid or has a pointer to a page table that's stored elsewhere. Question, it's not the same way as an entry? So usually we'll use the exact same format as a normal page table entry. We'll just have a different interpretation for what the physical page number means. And in this case, it means the page number for the next page table, not for the actual program stuff. Does that answer your question? Other questions? So, for example, in this table here, the fourth row I have marked as being for virtual page numbers 300 to 3FF. So if we're looking up, say, virtual page 302, first, the processor is going to go to this row. It's going to say, oh, is it valid? Yep. And then it's going to look at this physical page number. And it's not done yet. That's just where it looks next. So we know we went looking for 302. We found out, well, it might be valid, but we have to keep going. We have to keep going to its next page table. So we'll look up that next page table. And we'll have a pointer to a page table that we'll consider starting at 300 for its virtual page number. Because it's the page table. The next page table for this range that starts at address, starts for page number, I should say, 300. So we'll look at that page table, and if we're looking for 302, we'll look at this row here, and probably I meant to do this. Here. Yeah, I definitely meant to do that. So this should be the valid column, and this should be a dot, dot, dot column. And we'll find out the actual information for it. We could also have a case where we look up a page in here, and even though we found something in the first level, and the second level might be marked as invalid, in which case we'll trigger an exception. This is just a case where some of the pages around it are probably allocated, but not that particular one. Yes? How do I know when we're done? So we're going to have a fixed number of levels. So after we've gone through that fixed number, we're done. So in this example, we have two. In a more general case, we'll have a specified number of levels that the processor will decide on kind of in advance. Because every piece of data will be that many levels deep? Yes. So there's not going to be any variation in the depth of the tree. Once we decide on how big our virtual addresses are, we'll have decided on how deep that tree is. And in the assignment, we have a levels constant that specifies how deep it is for the assignment that we can change for testing different things. But once we set it, that's how it's going to be for the whole run. Yes? Question, if a page table entry is invalid in a certain node, are all the addresses in that node invalid? I'm not sure what you mean by node, but basically, if we want to use a page table entry at any step of the lookup, and it's invalid, we just stop. We don't keep going. So if we find it invalid, so if we're looking in the first level and we're looking at an invalid entry, we're done. So in the example here, if I were looking for address 105, here, I say, it's invalid, I'm done. I don't try to look for a second level, there is none. Does that answer your question? Yes. How would this work with page offsets? So like with our single level lookup, at the very end, we use the page offset.
Okay, so, but does that page offset, it offsets into the second page table?
Question, is that page offset into the second page table? No, it's not used till the very end. So the way we're figuring out where to go in the second page table is that we're using part of the virtual page number to do that. So something that maybe isn't entirely obvious here is that I've divided up my virtual addresses so that I can use the first few bits of the virtual page number to determine what row I'm at in the first table. And I can use the next few bits to determine what row I'm at in the second table. And that's a deliberate choice, so I'm going to make sure my tables are powers of two, so I can just divide up the bits of the virtual page number that way and use the first set of bits for the first level, the next set of bits, and so on. Yes? So for the question for the assignment where we have six levels, we'll have the first two bits be the first level, then the next two be the second, and so on. So yes, if the number of entries per table is two, which depends on PO bits in the assignment. Because it depends how large these tables are. And in the assignment, how do you know how large the tables are? Well, in the assignment we said the tables take up a page of size, so you can compute how large they are that way, and then you can divide by the size of each entry to figure out how many entries it has. And in a real system, generally the processor manufacturer will tell you, this is how big the tables are. And you'll use that information when you're writing an OS. Other questions? Yes. So we can look at our page table lookup similar to how we've looked at it before, but this time we have two levels. So we're going to have our virtual address and our page with our virtual page number and page offset, but this time I'm going to split my virtual page number into two pieces. And I'm going to do with the first piece, which is going to be the most significant part, I'm going to do a page table lookup, just like we've done before as far as computing where to go, just with that first part of the virtual page number. I'm going to get the address of my first page table entry, my first level. And I'm going to check if it's valid. And if it's valid, I'm going to have a page number in it. And I need to convert that to a page table base register value for my second level lookup. So I have a page number that's in the wrong units. So I need to convert it to bytes. So I multiply by the page size to do that, which is going to be the same thing as another way we can look at this operation is I'm going to take the physical page number and a page offset and put them together, so I'll have my physical page number and an offset of a bunch of zeros. That's the same thing as multiplying by the page size. So basically, I'm just reconstructing an address from that page table entry to be the beginning of the table, which will always be the beginning of the page it points to. And I'm using that just like I would have used my page table base register. So the logic's going to be the same. I'm just replacing my base register with what I found in the first level, and I'm replacing my index with the next part of the virtual page number rather than the first part. So I do another array lookup, this time with my different array base and different index. And I get another table entry. I check if it's valid. And that final one gives me the actual physical page number where the program stuff is stored. And finally, I combine that with its page offset to get the actual address where the program accesses. So we're doing, as far as with the hardware is concerned, we're doing almost the same process we did for that single level lookup. We're just doing it twice and sort of substituting things we find at the first level for the page table base register and dividing up our virtual address into pieces, you know, and using each piece in turn. So just going through the address from most significant to least significant to find the indices. Yes?
So if we have to do a memory lookup for each level of page table that we have, does that mean the more levels of page table we have, the slower it is?
Question, does this mean if I have more levels, things are going to get slower? Generally, yes. Yeah?
So how did you know how to split it up at the start?
Question, how did I know how to split it up? So in the real world, the processor manufacturer will tell you how they split up addresses. In the assignment, like we specify, you know, how to compute how many levels there are, and we specify how big each page table is, and you can infer what's the maximum index, and that tells you how to split it up. Does that answer your question? Other questions? Yeah.
Could you just explain again the equation that you wrote in the top of the slide?
Question, what I wrote here. So we're multiplying by the page size. Another way we can think of that is we're taking a physical page number and we're adding an offset that's all zeros.
Okay.
Yes?
Is the virtual page number always split like directly in half, or is there a formula for that?
Question, is the virtual page number always split directly in half, or is there a formula for that? So if the two page tables are the same size, it should be split exactly in half, or if we have more levels exactly in, you know, equal pieces. Where we might have that not happen is if for some reason not all the page tables are the same size. This happens on some real processors, usually because they want to have a virtual address size that doesn't divide up evenly. So they have to have it not split up evenly. Does that answer your question? Yeah. Question, when I multiply the whole virtual page number by the page table size and then split it up? So I don't see where I'm doing that here. So what I'm multiplying by the page size is the physical page number from the page table entry. This is my virtual page number up here. And what I'm doing with the virtual page number is I'm using it as indices into arrays, but my arrays always are based on physical addresses. Is that... I'm not sure if I clarified or not. Follow-up question. So we're taking these virtual page number parts and multiply, oh, by the page table entry size. Is that the confusion?
Yeah, I guess I'm just like confused on if you're like multiplying by the first part that's initiated
or
like the whole thing
first. Okay, so question is, what is this multiply by the page table entry size? So this is, this whole thing here, this is an array lookup. This is an array lookup, and our page table entry, this is the array element size. So that's not the page size, it's the size of a row in our array. And that's because if we have virtual page number part is 1, I want to advance to the next row, even if each row is like 8 bytes. So we look here, for example, I don't want to end up, you know, if I look for page 1, I want to end up here. I don't want to end up here. And so that's why that multiplication is there. Does that answer your question? Okay, there's a question up there, I think. Or not? Yes.
So
Yeah, I was just going to ask, are you going to go over like a physical example?
Am I going to go over an example? Yes. Okay. So that's our lookup. Another way we can view this that you might find more intuitive is that we can kind of think of our memory access as a series of array lookups. That first, we're looking up using the first part of our virtual page number into an array that's the first level table. We're using that to find the next array, which is our second level table, and using the next part of the virtual page number. And then we're using that to find our final array, which is the actual physical page where the program's data is, with the page offset, and doing another array lookup. So we can think of it as like a bunch of array lookups. The arrays are slightly different because the first two are in page table entries, the last one's in bytes. But other than that, it's just a series of array lookups where the last one helps us find the next array. Yes? So the question is, if I had a 16-bit virtual page number but three levels, how would I split that? So the processor would need to make a choice about how to split that. The most common choice, I think, would be that the first level would have a smaller virtual page number part than the other ones.
Okay. So on the homework question, you just have to make a choice and be consistent about it?
So question on the homework, you have to make a choice and be consistent about it? No. On the homework, we are explicit that all the page tables are the same size. And that means all the virtual page number parts have to be the same size. And when we have a virtual address, even though the argument is a size T, we aren't using all the bits of that size T. Does that answer your question? Okay. Other questions? Okay, so let's, as I promised, we'll do an example. So first, set up that example. We're gonna do an example with 9-bit virtual addresses and 6-bit physical addresses. And we'll say that we have 8-byte pages. So that means that the bottom 3 bits of our address are the page offset. So the rest must be the virtual page number and the physical page number. And in the example, we'll also have our page tables will be 1 page in size, meaning 8 bytes in size, with 1-byte entries. So that means we have 8 entries in every page table. So our page tables sort of range from index 0 to 7 and have a valid bit in the physical page number somehow. And since they range from 0 to 7 and have an entries, we need 3 bits to index into them. So my page virtual page number is going to be divided into 3-bit pieces. And we'll always start with the most significant part. So that's why I labeled part 1 as the one at the sort of highest bit number. Okay, so questions about sort of our setup for how we're going to split addresses for this example. And sort of why these numbers correspond to each other. Yes. Question, we use 6 bits to access 8-byte pages. So our physical addresses are 6 bits. And since we have 8-byte pages, that means we can access 8 8-byte pages. We have 64 bytes total of addresses we can access in our physical memory. And we divide those 64 bytes into 8-byte chunks. And there's 8 of those in the physical addresses. And there's a lot more of them in the virtual addresses because we have bigger virtual addresses. Does that answer your question? Other questions? Or follow-ups? Yes?
Wait, do you have an explanation for why it's different?
Question, why did 8-byte pages mean a 3-bit page offset? Yeah, sure. So if we think of our pages, our minimum page offset is 0, and our maximum page offset is 7. Because we're starting at 0, counting 8 things. And 7, if we're thinking in binary, that's 1, 1, 1. So we need 3 bits to tell which offset we've chosen. Okay. Other questions? Follow-ups? Yes, up there.
Could you explain again why there's 2 parts to the VPN?
Question, why is there 2 parts to the VPN? So we've just decided, in this example, we're going to use 2-level page tables, because our assumption is that if we had a 1-level table, that would be too big. So we're going to make our lookup require more steps, but the compromise, you know, the reason we're doing that is because that's going to mean we don't have to have page table entries for large chunks of addresses that are all invalid. Does that answer your question? Okay. Other questions? Yeah. How big is each table entry? The problem specifies it's 1 byte in this example, just because I want to fit things on slides, so I'm going to use 1 byte things. Okay, so let's look at our example. So I have things split up as before, and we're going to translate the virtual address 129, and our page table base register is 20. So this is our first level page table. And like the examples we did last time, our page table entries are encoded in integers, so we'll have to decode them as we get them using the format that's specified by our processor maker here. So I'm going to take the first part of my virtual page number, which in this case is the first 3 bits, and it has the value 4. So I'm going to access address 24, because I stored it at my base register, added 4 to it, 4 times 1. One is the size of each entry, which was 1 byte in this case. So I got F4. And when I decode that F4, I get a physical page number of 111 and a valid bit of 1. Since the valid bit is 1, we continue. And we have a physical page number of 111. But that's not the final physical page number. That just tells us where to go for our next step. And for our next step, we're going to need to take the next part of our virtual page number, which is 101, and use that to look up in our next table, which is in physical page 111. Physical page 111 is page 7, that's here, and the starting address of the physical page is 111, and we add a page offset of 0, so this is sort of the start of page. So start of physical page 7, which I computed by taking the page number 7, adding a page offset of 0. Or alternately, multiplying 7 by 8, the page size. Questions? That step. So that's replacing what was originally in my first step, my page table base register. Yes?
This is kind of just like a basic question, but for when the page table entries are more than 1 byte, can we just convert that hex into like decimal and multiply it like that and convert it back?
Question, if the page table entries are more than 1 byte, so we need to do a multiplication, can we convert the hex into decimal and then convert back? Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Doesn't matter how you write down your numbers, as long as you're consistent with yourself. Yeah.
Can you explain again where this times 1 comes from and like how we would figure out what we need to multiply by?
Question, where does the times 1 come from? Sure. The times 1 here, this times 1 is from the 1 byte page table entries. If our page table entries were bigger than that, we need to multiply by something bigger than 1. Does that answer your question? Question in the homework, how do we know how big the page table entries are? We specify in the assignment that they're 8 bytes, the size of a size T. Okay. Other questions? Yes?
So what is the name of like 1004 and then what's the name of the result of that calculation, which is OX24?
Okay, so question is, what's the name of this OX24? So this would be the, I would call this the, I'll use, the address of the first page table entry. One thing that might make it clearer is that this 0x24, that's the address here. Does that answer your question?
And that's, you add that with the first, the four, what would that four be called?
What would the four be called? The four is our first part of the virtual page number, so it would be this value here on this diagram. So it's the first part of this virtual address, which we use to do the index into that array. Yes?
Can you go over again how you got the base for the page table 2?
Can I go over again how I got the base for the page table 2? Sure. So our page table entry gave us physical page number 111 and a valid bit of 1. And when we were doing our single level lookup, that would tell us, oh, our physical page number, for everything is 111. But here, since we have another step, that's just where we do our next step from. So we use that physical page number 111, that tells us where the base for our next step is, and I've converted that to an address of not a page, but a byte by just adding a page offset of 0. Which is the same as multiplying by the size of a page to get that, that page is here where we're going to look for our next page table. Other questions? Yeah. Question, do we always add 0, 0, 0? We always add a page offset of 0. In this case, it's 3 zeros because my page offsets are 3 bits. Question, when I find the physical page number 111, is that from the bottom 3 bits?
Where F is 4 ones, is it the last 3 ones in F, or is it the first?
A question is, where was that 111 in F? So in this case, we were told the page number was the most significant bits, so it's the first 3 ones. If we were told something else, it might be a different part. Question, why is 1 the page table size? Just because the processor maker specified that. And the reason they specified that is, well, this is the format of page table entries. If they wanted to specify more than 8 bits in that, they need to specify a size bigger than 1 byte. Does that answer your question? Other questions? Yeah. Where does the 101 come from? This is the second part of our virtual page number in the address. And I'm sorry, I probably clearer if I don't disrupt my one. So we're going to use that second part of the virtual page number to do a lookup in the next level. So I'm doing another array lookup. The base of my array is the location I found in the first step. That first lookup, that's the same as what we were doing before. And then I'm using that to do another array lookup, so plus the next part of the address times that page table entry size. In this case, I get 3D, which has a value of DC, and I'm going to decode that again according to my format, and I get physical page number 110. And then I look, do I have more virtual page number stuff to use? I don't. This is my last step, so I'm going to combine that with the page offset and the address, and that's my final address that the program is actually trying to use. Questions? This overall process. Yeah?
Okay, so for the PTE2 address, where do you get the 000 from?
Where do I get the 000 from?
Yeah.
That's the page offset I'm filling with zeros because I only had a page number.
Okay.
So this is a unit conversion. I have how many pages into memory is the page table? But I actually want to know how many bytes into memory is it.
Okay, so it's just like a placeholder.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a placeholder. It's just we need to fill in, we want the start of the page. So we use zeros for that. Other questions? Yeah?
What do
What happened to the page offset from the virtual address?
What happened to the page offset from the virtual address? We use it at the final step. So the offset was 001, and I'm going to combine that with my final physical page number to get the actual address I access, which is ends up being 31, and that's where I get my value from. Does that answer your question? And I have this color-coded version of the numbers that would be more readable. It's more readable in the version of the slide without things written on it. That should show where every number correlates. Other questions here? Okay, so let's do an example. So here I have a different page table base register and a different virtual address. I will start the first step of converting this virtual address to binary. And we know we need to divide it up into a page offset and a virtual page number that we're going to divide up into two pieces. Probably not right now, except if I'm recording, so. Okay. So. So in the interest of time explaining this before the class ends, and answer questions, so I'll start with the first step. So our first step is we want to do our first array lookup, which is going to be based on our page table base register, which is 8, so that's our base address. And we figure out what index into the array we're going from the first part of the virtual page number, which is 011. So I'm going to stick that into my array indexing calculation, which is base plus index times how big each array element is. And I get address 0x0b, which has this value bb. And that's a page table entry, but I need to decode it. It's just, you know, a number. I need to make it turn it into the pieces I want. So I find out, based on our format, it has a PPN of 101 and a valid bit of 1. Since it has a valid bit of 1, I can keep going. If it had a valid bit of 0, I'm done. I just say, nope, it's not valid. We're done. And I have a physical page number of 101, but that doesn't give me a base address for my next level yet. So I need to turn that into a base address by adding a page offset. So I add a page offset of 0, and I get that our next sort of level lookup starts at address 28. That's where the base of that array is. So I do another array lookup with address 28. And I'm going to combine that with the next part of my virtual page number, next part of my address, and I'm going to get that we're going to go to address 0x2f, which is this f0 here. I'm going to decode that into that f0 is going to be physical page number 111 and a valid bit of 1. So just by coincidence, we had the same physical page number that was the virtual page number part, but that wasn't required. This happened to work out that way because of what was in our page table. And I'm going to take this physical page number, and notice I'm out of parts of my virtual address, so that's going to be combined with the page offset in the original address. So I'm going to combine that 111 with our 0 1 1 from the original address, and this is my final result. So I'm accessing address 3B, so this address here is what I end up accessing. That value there. Yes? Where does the 28 come from? So I took my physical page number, 101, I added 3 zeros to it because I needed a page offset, and when I translated that back to hex, I got 28. Yes?
So how do you know when to stop?
How do I know when to stop? When I run out of parts of my address. Okay. Or if I find an or I will stop if I ever find the valid bit isn't 1. I stop immediately. So for example, if instead of having 011 here, if I had 010 here, I would look up this AA and I would find out the valid bit is 0. And in that case, I would have just stopped right there and said, it's going to trigger an exception, I'm done. It's not a good address. Does that answer your question? Yes? Yeah, your question?
If we just quickly go over, like, I'm tracking until we get to F0 and then making the jump from F0 to 0C.
Making the jump from F0 to...
finding the actual...
So we find this address here, which we got from taking the 111 from F0, and combining it with our 011 from the original address. And as hexadecimal, this address is 0x3b, and I just looked that up, that location up in the table. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Why is F0 111? Because when I look at my page table entry format, I look at the three most significant bits to find the page number. Those are 111. And I look at the next bit for the valid bit. That's 1. So we can actually use the page number. And so that's what I got. Yeah?
How do you get the offset of
28? How do I get the offset?
28.
Of 20. Oh, how do I get 28 as my second table location?
Yes. How do you get the 000?
How do I get the 000? I know I have a page number, but I need a byte number. So I add zeros to convert from not pages to bytes. Does that answer your question? Yeah.
So why do we add the zero offset? Because I know like the one page lookups, we would add like the offset of the original, right?
Question, why are we adding the zero offset instead of adding the offset of the original? So adding the offset of the original is kind of doing the array lookup part. So adding the offset is like handling the part where we go from the start of the table to where we want to be in it in this step. We're just trying to find the start of the table. Does that answer your question? And over there, yes.
How do you know how many levels you're doing a lookup within? So like
question is how do you know how many levels we have? The processor will tell you how many levels they're using.
We'd be like given that.
And for the assignment, you're given it, it's defined in config.h. Yeah?
So, if you don't use the page offset from the original when you're doing like the second or third or whatever middle levels, like, do you ever actually have a page offset for those middle levels, or is it always just...
The question, do I ever have a page offset for those middle levels? So, in the middle levels, the parts of the virtual page number are serving the same kind of role as the page offset. So you don't have a separate page offset. So instead of using a page offset, we're using the virtual page number part to figure out where in the page to go. Does that answer your question? Yes?
Am I correct to assume that only when you're in the last level you add the original offset?
Question, only in the last level we add the original offset? Yep. Question, why do we another look up? So the question is, so 3B would be the value if I asked you, what's the address? If you're asking what would, if a program reads from that address, what would it get? It's that 0C. Does that answer your question? Yeah, back there.
I know you've already like answered it, but I'm still not sure what's totally going on with that 101.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.0.
OX28 is this converted back to hexadecimal, and I only did that because I wanted to look in this table and find it. Does that answer your question? So this is 2.8 in hexadecimal. Other questions? Okay, so I guess, so yeah, so that's our virtual page, multi-level page table. So we saw just two levels, but in general, this has sort of an arbitrary number of levels. Basically, we always are looking for the next level until we get to the last one, and we just know how many we start with. And it's important that we always check the valid bit every time. We can stop this lookup earlier if you have a whole chunk that aren't valid. The other thing I'd like to note is a terminology thing. The parts of the virtual page number we use are parts of a virtual page number. Please don't call them virtual page numbers. We don't have multiple virtual page numbers. We have a big virtual page number that we split up into pieces. And I guess I don't have enough time to start going into processes, so that's what we'll do next time.